Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you, Lord, once more for the Word of the living God being so alive and creating faith in our hearts. And we praise you and thank you for the Bible, the Word of the living God. And we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And we know that it's faith that overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
Praise God.
Praise the name of the Lord God. Hallelujah. We're talking about never, ever compromise the Word.
Yeah, that's right.
What you compromise to keep, you will eventually lose it. You think about that. I'm talking about the Word. What you compromise, something you compromise the Word to keep. Mm-hmm. You will eventually lose it. That's just spiritual law. That's just the way it works. So, what does that mean? Well, I said this Monday, the Lord, back in the early days of this ministry, talking to me about going on radio. I didn't want to do that. But He said, I'm coming so soon, I want this non-compromised word of faith, excuse me, on every available voice. Well, and it has grown and grown. It went from radio to television, and then from television to daily broadcast, and just kept growing until it has become a network. And now there is Kenneth Copeland Bible College, which is the biggest available voice of all. Because I believe one day it will become Kenneth Copeland University. And now that we have voices coming out of here already, we have graduates coming out of here with the word of faith. And learning not to compromise it. What does that name mean, Brother Copeland? Well, I'll tell you a little story.
A true story?
Yes, sir. And you'll remember it too. Because I was preaching in Oklahoma City in Brother Hartfield's church.
Yeah.
And we were staying in the home with Lavinia James. And Lavinia James was a widow that had been healed of cancer in Oral Roberts' ministry. So she just took it upon herself to go find everybody she could find that was sick and get them into his ministry. And then she took it upon herself to boss us around. She's a darling woman. Anyway, I won't go into all that. But I woke up one morning, and I was sick. I had the flu, and I was so sick. The first thing, number one, went right straight to the Bible, 1 Peter 2:24. By His stripes you were healed.
Yes.
Now, we had learned this from Brother Hagin, and we had learned that the Word says we're healed, so we're healed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm healed. Well, sick men don't stay home when they have a service to preach. To compromise that, I could have had Gloria call Brother Hartsfield and say, go ahead and take Brother Copeland's place this morning because he's too sick to come. How long do you think that flu would have stayed on me? Long time. It could have killed me.
You could still have it.
Well, it could have killed me.
It could have.
Because that was at a time when people were dying of the flu. Mm-hmm. Now, no. No, I'm not staying home. I'm healed. Mm-hmm. Now, here's how bad it was. When I try to sit up, you know, the room and go around and around, So I said, Gloria, you're going to have to shave me. And so she's up in the bed, and I said, wait a minute. Check and see if Lavinia has an electric shaver. And sure enough, she did.
No. That was the scariest thing of all, because if Ken was going to let me shave him, he was desperate.
I'm not going to put that blade in her hand, though. Anyway, she took that electric shaver and shaved me. Mm. I was that sick. But I'm healed.
Amen.
Yes. I'm healed.
Yes.
And so she dressed me. And I finally got up and got myself around. I do not remember the ride in the car over there to that church. It wasn't all that far. I got over to the church, and I walked up in the pulpit, and the room started going around. I said, I'll be back in just a moment. The choir room was right behind the platform. So I walked in the choir, and the minute I walked in that room, I just, at the top of my voice, I just cut into the devil with everything I could think of, every word I could think of, the name of Jesus, and then just started in the spirit, started speaking in tongues. And I speak with the tongue of men and angels, and I walk in love, and it's powerful.
Amen.
And then I walked back out there and grabbed hold of that pulpit. And I caught hold of it, and it kind of did this way a little bit. You know what I preached? Healing! What else? I preached 2 hours and 15 minutes. By the time I got through, every symptom was gone. I did not compromise the Scripture. I didn't compromise Isaiah 53. I didn't compromise 1 Peter 2:24. I didn't compromise the other healing Scriptures in the Bible by saying I'm sick.
You didn't compromise your assignment.
That's good, Kelly. Say that again.
You didn't compromise your assignment.
And that's what I'm called to do.
That's what you're called to do. And I mean, think about all that you talked about when we started today about the school and the network and all that. When we compromise His Word to us, we've already lost more than what we ever knew. Because you didn't even know all this was here when you launched out on His Word. When we compromise, we've already lost the most valuable thing, was we lost the promise.
That's true.
Of course, He's always good to let us get it back. I mean, Abraham was called unwavering, and that I like the way the Lord accounts. I like His counting system. He always lets us come back and fix it again when we mess up.
Well, and you come back to faithfulness.
Yeah. That's good, because He's faithful.
That's one of the fruit of the Spirit. Now, the King James says faith, but, well, check out the Classic Amplified. It says faithfulness. You're faithful. You're faithful to the Word. You're faithful to your calling. You're faithful to check into things. Now, I heard this about 2022, that this will be a year of correction. Oh, I want to be correctable. In order to be correctable, I have to be teachable.
Yes.
And if you're correctable, if you will allow the Word to correct you, if you will correct yourself and judge yourself, or go before the Lord and say, judge me. Judge me. I want to know the things that I need to change.
Yes.
Now, I desperately needed to change the way I approached food because I was addicted to it. There was a time I weighed 100 pounds more than I do now. It didn't last very long, but I had that just about all my life. So then I learned this. I had to make a decision. I had to make the decision to invite Jesus to come into my life. I didn't know I was a new creature. I learned that later, because Gloria and I were scriptural illiterates when we got born again. I mean, literally. I said, Gloria, isn't this amazing that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John tell the same story? She said, yes, it is. So we didn't have any religion to unlearn at all. But right off the bat, we learned that the Word is God's promise. His Word.
Yes.
This is a copy. I own many copies, different translations of the two covenants. The first one, the second one. The old one, the new one. And the new commandment is very alive to me. The meal that changed heaven and earth.
Yes, Lord.
And Jesus said in the 13th chapter of John, the 34th and 35th verses, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. And all men will know that you are my disciples. You notice he didn't say apostles. All men will know that you are my disciples by the way you love one another. Yes. Now, that is a commandment. That is not a suggestion.
Yes.
It's just as much a commandment as thou shalt not do this or that or the other. It is a commandment. Mm-hmm. So, as we come before this huge example of men that refuse to compromise under any condition. We find it in the third chapter of Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits, or 90 feet tall by 9 feet at the base. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains and judges, the treasurers, counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, and captains and judges, the treasurers, counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image of Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut is a lyre, a four-string, triangular-shaped instrument. We talked about that yesterday. They are very popular in Russia and other places in that part of the world. And the dulcimer and all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. Now then, psaltery is in symphony. Now listen to this. I want to get down. Wait a minute. Let me go down here. Fourth verse. The herald cried out, you're commanded, O people, nations, and languages. When you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, dulcimer, and bagpipe, and every kind of music, you're to fall down and worship the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship shall that very hour be cast into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. Therefore, when all the peoples heard the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, dulcimer, and bagpipe, and every kind of music or a symphony of music, all the people and angels also fall down and worship. Therefore, at that time, certain men of Chaldean descent came near and brought malicious accusation against the Jews. Well, what else is new? The devil's been doing that ever since Abraham.
Yes, he has.
When he was Abram,
yes,
he tried to wipe him out. Before he had the personal covenant and became Abraham. And I'll remind you again, Abram, God made a blood covenant with him and said, you'll no longer be called Abram, but you'll be called Abraham. That H, the covenant name changed. This is, it's done today. Gloria was Gloria Jean Niece. We entered into a marriage covenant. She became Gloria Jean Copeland.
Yes.
There was a name change there. And I could tell you of people that refused to turn loose of their maiden name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then there's no covenant.
Thank you.
Prenuptial agreements.
Yeah. No covenant.
No covenant. That's just legal sex.
Come home. Come home. Yeah.
That's all it is. No covenant there. Because, no, she's not getting what I have. Listen, I gave Gloria Jean Niece everything. I didn't have much, but I gave her everything of what I ever would have.
Yes.
You've done all right.
And so... But covenant is so important here. And that's what it was all about. These Jews had a covenant with God and they didn't, and they were jealous.
It's much more important than the world knows.
Oh, absolutely much more important. All right, we're at the 8th verse. Certain men of Chaldean descent came near and brought malicious accusations against the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that every man who hears the sound of all that music and every kind of shall fall down and worship the golden image.
Yeah.
And that whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have appointed and set over the affairs of the promise of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, pay no attention to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up. Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and these men were brought before the king. Then Nebuchadnezzar said to them, I want you to listen to this. Oh, Lord God, I love it. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you will not serve my gods or worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, the pipe, the lyre, the trigon, harp, dulcimer, and bagpipe, and every kind of music to fall down and worship the image I've made, very good. But if you do not, you'll be cast at once into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. Who is that God who... And who is that God who can deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king. Listen to what they said. O Nebuchadnezzar, it is not necessary for us to answer you on this point.
Wow.
Yeah. In other words, you already know what the answer is. If our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning, firing furnace, He will deliver us out of your hand, O king, but if not, let it be known to you, O king, we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have been set up.
Praise
Whether He delivers us or not, burn us if you want to.
Yes.
Wow.
No compromise.
No compromise. I don't care. We'll die in that furnace.
No compromise.
Throw us in there.
Yeah.
So what? Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. His facial expression was changed to antagonism against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore, he commanded that the furnace should be heated 7 times hotter than it was usually heated. And he commanded the strongest men in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning, fiery furnace. Then these 3 men were bound in their cloaks, their tunics, or undergarments, their turbans, their other clothing, and they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame sparks from the fire killed those men who handled Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So now that king is guilty of murder.
Yes. Yeah.
Because those men bowed down.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They worshiped. They didn't care. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king saw and was astonished, and he jumped up and said to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered, "True, O king." And he answered, "Behold, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they're not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God."
Praise God.
How long could you walk in the midst of the fire without being in a supernatural place?
Praise God.
How long?
And Oral Roberts preached the fourth man.
Yeah.
Just to think about it brings tears to my eyes and chills. Who is this fourth man? He's the creator in the book of Genesis. He's the great deliverer in the book of Exodus. All the way through every book of the Bible. Just stand there and just preach it. The fourth man. Who is this fourth man? His name is Jesus.
Praise God.
Well, then Nebuchadnezzar came to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out from the midst of the fire. And the herald and the deputies and the governors and the kings and counselors gathered around together and saw these men, that the fire had no power upon their bodies, nor was the hair on their head singed, neither were the garments scorched or changed in color or condition, nor even did the smell of smoke cling to them. Nebuchadnezzar said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." Now listen here. "Who has sent his angel and delivered his servants who believe in, trusted in, and relied on him. And they set aside the king's command and yielded their bodies rather than serve or worship any god except their own. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, and language that speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut to pieces and their houses made a dunghill, for there is no other God who can deliver this way." Then the king promoted. This is the point. The king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. If you refuse to compromise the word, eventually, you will be promoted because of it.
Yes.
The answers will come.
Yes.
You don't quit because you don't understand. You just keep on the word. You keep on the promises. You stay with God, and He'll stay with you. Praise God. You draw near to God, and He'll draw near to you. And we're out of time again. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a praise and thanksgiving.
Thank you, Father.
Glory, glory, glory.
Praise God.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Brother Copeland has shared what his spiritual father, Oral Roberts, once told him. He said, "Whatever you compromise to keep, you will eventually lose." Now, a life of no compromise is one where you stay with God's promises and you refuse to quit. And that stand of faith will lead to promotion in your life.
God only says good things over your life. When you think, act, and speak the word for your health, family, and finances, that's what you'll have. But compromising the word of God will inevitably lead to failure. God's Word, Final Authority is a CD teaching by Kenneth Copeland that will help you make the decision to never compromise the word again. Jesus, the Word in flesh, is your covenant partner. When you understand the covenant rights He bought and paid for you to have, you can take hold of them. He has a good future for you, one of health, mental and emotional wholeness, and financial freedom. Don't compromise and don't quit. Release the power of God's Word as your first and last word in every situation, and watch the Word go to work for you. The Word is where your victory starts. Align your heart and words with God's Word to live in His victory and overcoming faith. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's CD series, God's Word, Final Authority. Learn to make God's Word final authority in your life and how everything you think, say, or do can agree with God's word to bring about His promises for you. Go to kcm.org/victoryoffer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Living a life of excellence, integrity, and blessing. That's what we're learning about this week. And it starts with receiving Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. You know, Jesus defeated the devil and all that he stands for. And when you accept Jesus into your heart and make him the Lord of your life, he gives you the victories that he's already won. So pray with me today. If you've never made Jesus your Lord, your Savior, then just pray this out loud right now. Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. I receive your Holy Spirit. Take my life, Lord Jesus. Do something with it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen to me, if you prayed that prayer, I know it was simple, but you are born again. The old life that you lived is passed away. All things, the Bible says, have become new, and you have promises from God that you can lay claim to by faith today. And we want to help you understand more about that, about this new life in Jesus, who He is in you, who you are in Him. And that's why we want to send to you this salvation package. In this package, you're going to find a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And along with this book, we're going to send you a couple of little brochures that are here just to help you learn how to start reading and studying your Bible. And like we've said, find out what God has promised you. So to request your salvation package today, just visit us online at kcm.org. Let us know you want it, and we'll get it to you. And then let us know if you've made Jesus the Lord and the Savior of your life today. We want to celebrate with you. We want to hear the good things that our good God has done and is doing in your life. So contact KCM. Let us rejoice with you. We want to hear the story and we want to share it with others so that they'll see the goodness of God and we'll be drawn to Him by it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now tomorrow, join us right back here on the broadcast again. I'm Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. We'll be back with Kelly Copeland. You don't want to miss what they have to say from the Word of God. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/newlife. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.